Starbucks is the latest U.S. food chain to come under scrutiny because of the way black people were treated at one of its locations. AP's Julie Walker reports the company's CEO says he hopes to meet with the two men.
Starbucks sells itself as a gathering spot as much as a coffee house, with comfortable chairs for lingering, trendy music, Wi-Fi, and bathrooms. That's one reason the arrest of two black men who were sitting in a Starbucks in Philadelphia struck a nerve for so many. The company has apologized. In February, Applebee's apologized after workers falsely accused two black women of not paying for their meals and police were called. Last month, IHOP apologized after a waitress asked black teenagers to pay before they ate. Denny's had to do the same thing last year. Also in previous years, Denny's and Crackle Barrel paid millions to settle allegations of racial bias. I'm Julie Walker.